First responders in Albany have a powerful new weapon in their arsenal to fight crude oil fires and prevent disasters involving liquid propane. This week, the City of Albany took possession of a foam trailer officials say will improve the capability to fight potential oil fires along area railroad tracks, on highways, and at the Port of Albany. The trailer can haul 660 gallons of foam and will be available to first responders countywide. Mayor Kathy Sheehan says the trailer complements a foam truck already stationed down at the port.
I was visiting with a group of seniors about 6 months ago, and one of them asked me about the City of Albany because he said, you know, I have concerns. We're the state capital. There's an FBI building here. We have these trains coming through. Are we really prepared in the event of an emergency? And what I was able to say to him was, we have great partners in the state and in the federal government who recognize that the City of Albany is at a real crossroads, and that it's important that we have the tools that we need to keep not only our residents safe, but the tens of thousands of people who come here to work, to do business, to play, that we keep them safe as well.
Congressman Paul Tonko of New York's 20th District lauded the collaborative effort between agencies involved in obtaining the foam trailer for the Capital Region. He cited the ever-present danger of DOT 111 tank cars making up oil trains carrying Bakken crude through downtown Albany, especially close to some of the city's most challenged neighborhoods.
I have co-sponsored H.R. 1804, which is a measure to immediately undo the use of 111s as a transport train for Bakken crude.
The bill also raises penalties for hazardous material shipping and requires America's rail systems to develop response plans for situations where there are spills.
I've also sponsored H.R. 237, which is a measure in the House that addresses volatility, the pounds per square inch that are allowed as a threshold.
Critics have long suggested the volatility factor is a cause for concern that should be more carefully scrutinized.
So in this case, we would limit that to 8.5 pounds per square inch. I would note that about a year ago, North Dakota moved to a 13.7 PSI factor for volatility.
Tonko, like Sheehan, a Democrat, adds he has long believed additional research should be done on the way hazardous materials are shipped across the country. Albany County Executive Dan McCoy, a former city firefighter, welcomes the foam trailer.
To have a resource like this, not just in the City of Albany, but throughout the county that can be utilized and can be delivered anywhere within probably 10 minutes, it's huge.
Kevin Wisely, Deputy Commissioner of the New York State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services, says deployment of the 19 foam trailers underscores Governor Andrew Cuomo's commitment to protecting residents from crude oil.
They're being strategically placed near population centers located along major rail lines and waterways throughout the state. This initiative allows for a response time of 2 hours or less from the time of activation by the state. These foam trailers were acquired and procured by the Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services in support of the New York State Foam Task Force. This task force was formed at the direction of Governor Cuomo to help bring leading-edge firefighting equipment to firefighters and to address the challenges posed by the transportation of crude oil.
Officials say foam trailers have been stationed in cities along the north, south, and east, west routes of oil trains that cross New York, from Plattsburgh to Rockland County and Buffalo to Albany. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.